¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What sucks? Let's get it.
What sucks?
Let's have one of those. You can call 1-800-947-3979. Let's give you some of the ones that came in early. Does anybody have one they would like to point out?
Yeah, being itchy because of bug bites.
That does suck. Mm-hmm. Are you still dealing with a ton of poison ivy? I saw you lubing up earlier.
Yeah, she's still looking about the same.
Oh.
Showed up on the other side of my face over the weekend too,
Yikes.
So that's cool.
Yuck.
But just being itchy, but specific, like poison ivy sucks, but bug bites are so much more... that happens more often and more regularly to people. And when you get one like right on your ankle, or if you get one of those like on the top of one of your fingers or toes, an ant bite. Oh my God.
No fun.
Terrible.
I'll tell you what sucks. Bro country.
Oh, does it ever? Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Yeah. Anything. Country musicians should never use really obvious auto tune like Cher or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, good country always used to tell stories and stuff. And now it's all the same. It's just so boring.
Yeah. That does suck. I agree. This text from New Jersey. What sucks? Leaving this guy every day to deal with people. And then they sent a photo of their adorable dog.
Aw.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Who has 2 different color eyes and his tongue sticks out wildly and crazily.
Mm-hmm. Sounds broken to me.
Sounds awesome.
Dogs are so much better than people.
This text. What sucks? I'm 2 months from turning 30. I played 18 holes of golf on Saturday, and I'm still extremely sore 2 full days later. Getting old sucks. I have some terrible news
Getting
for you.
Getting old? You're 29? And you're sore from that? Oh, you got a long road, friend.
Wait till you're tired from the mailbox trip. And that hasn't happened, but you know what I'm saying. You think it's bad at 29. Maitland, are you to the point yet where your knees sound like somebody's cracking really tiny bubble wrap when you go up and down the stairs every time?
No.
Yeah, you got time.
But I do get a little creaky every now and again. My sisters, they're really crackly, but I can identify which of them is coming down the stairs based on the way their bones sound.
On their crackle?
Yeah. My youngest sister, her crackles are really slow and deep sounding. And then my middle sister, hers are...
What happened?
I don't know.
They're really busted, huh?
Mm.
Steve, are you noisy going when you get out of bed? Your legs?
Everything no, snap, it's usually stairs. Stairs for me, too. Yeah, mostly upstairs, not so much downstairs.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
I'm old enough that when I go down a hill now, my knees feel like the tendons are going to shoot out the front if it's steep enough. They never do, so I'm very confident. But if it did, and my legs just, one of them just gave out, I would go, okay, we should have seen that coming. What else sucks? 1-800-947-3979.
I posted this on social media at FBHW Show on Free Beer and Hot Wings Facebook if you want to go see it. I love this response because anybody who has ever traveled, you get to the airport on time. You know, they always say get there 1 hour, 2 hours early. Mm-hmm. And then you find out your flight's been delayed.
Oh, that is.
Oh.
You're like, I already came earlier than I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
This one.
I've said that before.
I'll tell you what sucks. Admitting Deadpool 3 is not very good.
I think.
Has anyone seen it?
I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait to see it, but I just haven't had it.
I enjoyed it a ton.
I'm coming around to, as an actor, Ryan Reynolds kind of sucks. He's a fantastic, hilarious person, but every role he plays is just him.
There's not a lot of
bumbling
range.
About
no.
As himself.
Generally, yeah, it's like Vince Vaughn or The Rock and all their movies.
Yeah, a lot of actors are
like Free Guy was just Deadpool in a different setting. But I liked it. You know, I still like Vince Vaughn when I'm in the mood for some Vince Vaughn related things.
Oh, he just did Hot Ones. I can't wait to watch it.
But you're
Hot
right.
Hot Ones doesn't suck.
Did you think it? You didn't think it sucked, did you? Deadpool 3?
I haven't seen it, but I don't like superhero movies.
Am I the only one who saw it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I enjoyed it as much as the other two. I didn't think it sucked, but I might be the only one.
I imagine I will love it. Honestly, I like those types of, I like those, the style of those movies.
Let's see. Ooh, this sucks. You know what sucks? Waking up with a dead battery in your work truck so you're late from work and everybody's going to complain.
That, yeah, that's no fun. I haven't had that happen in a while, but I have, and it sucks. Or a flat tire sucks.
This is hurtful. You know what sucks? Houston. That's from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Why is Houston taking friendly fire there?
Well, it's true, though.
Ooh.
I mean, there's nothing great about Houston.
No. This person from the 860. You know what sucks? Having jaw surgery and living on a liquid diet for 2 weeks. That would be a bummer.
Probably lose a little weight, though.
That would, yeah, be the, I mean, what if you didn't? What if you gained weight because your liquid diet was mostly melted ice cream?
Just milkshakes.
Drinking sugar.
Milkshake after milkshake.
Yeah, well.
Is there anything worse than when you go out to eat and everybody decides to sit outside, but you're the one that ends up in the sun and you just sit there hot and then the back of your legs start sweating, so you're kind of like slippery but also stuck to the chair?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't really complain because you too wanted to sit outside.
Yeah, for sure.
In most cases.
Oh, yeah.
You know, did that happen to you with us?
I don't know if it did or not.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe
you were
getting at
something. I'm pretty good about telling y'all, no, I burn too easy. Unless I put on sunscreen, I can't be sitting in the sun. Ain't no way. My little cheeks will get red. You guys will start to worry. I'll start sweating. Then I'll pass out.
I think what sucks is the people that want to sit outside no matter what the temperatures are. Like when it's 60, let's all sit outside. You go, no, come on. Oh, God.
Oh, see, I love that. I'm all about sitting outside. I want to be in the shade the whole time.
I want it to be just right. I want it to be like between 70 and 85.
I'll be that guy coming out of winter. Mm-hmm. When you're in spring and you get those first
you can handle it a little easier, but.
What else sucks? 1-800-947-3979. A lot of people are sidetracked. They're really mad at the person that said Deadpool 3 is not good. He or she is welcome to not like it. You can't be mad at him. You can't say he sucks.
Yeah, it's okay. America. Just because they're stupid, they're entitled to that.
Ooh,
we can have different opinions here, folks.
Okay, this one I think a lot of people will agree with. You know what sucks? Political signs, pens, T-shirts, anything. No one cares who you're voting for. You're not fooling anyone.
Well, you're not.
Let's just add all things political to that.
Yeah.
Political opinions, political ads, political lies, political theater.
Nobody needs merch of political figures.
No.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Why are you idolizing a politician?
Well, seeing kids in politician or politic style shirts, anything that where like your kids become an advertisement for you, because you know those kids didn't buy that.
It's a little bit weird to me. Yeah, it's a little bit weird to me. It's like putting your kid in a cigarette T-shirt. You go,
no, that's
cool. They can't vote yet. They can't smoke yet. Maybe just let them wear,
but smoke's
wear
cool.
Something with Mickey Mouse on it, you know?
Yeah, it's weird when, like, we were at the 4th of July parade last month, and all of the candidates come walking through, and they'll have kids running out and handing out the candy and everything, and they have their shirts on. Vote for my dad or something.
Yeah.
That's weird.
At least they're giving away candy.
Candy does not suck.
Yes.
Candy. So we'll talk about candy in the next segment.
This text, you know what sucks? I was awake for 10 actual minutes this morning, certain it was the weekend. Monday. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is the worst. That's a long time, too. It's bad enough when it's like 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had that happen last week or the week before. It must have been the week before. My alarm went off on Friday morning and I woke up and I was like, I must have screwed up and somehow set my alarm for a Saturday morning. I don't know why I did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday. Oh, no.
This text, you know what sucks? 4 years of chronic hives with no explanation. And that does suck. Oh, and the photo is proof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's no fun. You know what sucks? Technology that advances that's supposed to make life easier that makes it harder.
Example?
Every time they update laptops and they take things away from them and then you can't do stuff that you easily could do before.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yes.
It's very annoying.
Changing the power cord and the charging cord for something every time something new comes out.
Another great example.
This text from Dave. This is a good one. You know what sucks? excitement for a great meal and then burning your mouth on the first bite.
Oh,
yeah. That is devastating.
Akin to that is when we went to that cheesesteak place in Green Bay, and the first bite, I took a quarter-sized chunk out of the inside of my mouth. I was like literally bleeding. Like, I didn't just draw a little blood. I was bleeding from the inside, and all I could taste was like nickels. Throughout my entire cheesesteak.
Still good, though. Those were good cheesesteaks.
I mean, it was good, but it really kind of wrecked the meal for me.
1-800-947-3979. You can call. You can email if you want. Probably not going to see it till after this.
Oh, you know what sucks? Most movie remakes.
Yeah, the updated ones are always cheesy.
New adaptations.
Yeah. Unless it's like The Lion King and the colors are brighter, or like The Little Mermaid, they go in there and they just like boost everything. I like that because it's not really a remake. It's just digitally remastered.
Yeah, totally different.
But
totally
it has to be long enough
that you don't know the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think Ocean's 11 was a remake, but it was enough time had passed where
50 years or something.
It was a while. Yeah, I was going to say, what sucks is remakes that happen in a time frame that you remember the first one so easily.
Like when they started the second Spider-Man trilogy with Andrew Garfield. Yep. Those were fine movies. I just didn't need it again right away. Same thing with Batman. And there's lots of other ones.
I saw Twisters this weekend.
Oh, how'd that go?
How was that? I mean, it's gotten reasonably good, like, popcorn reviews.
I was going to talk about it in Around the Room, but we didn't get to me. But I want to thank the people who made the movie Twisters for unintentionally making the comedy hit of the summer.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's pretty goofy, huh?
It is so ridiculous. There's one scene that I want to talk about so badly, but I don't want to spoil it. But we still enjoyed it. It was, like Hot Wings said, a good popcorn movie, but we left the movie, and I said to Annette, I was like, so what'd you think of the movie? And she just laughed. We're like, yeah, that was pretty bad.
Really?
But
I mean, the first one was corny.
First one was corny.
Oh, the
Is
first
this
one
cornier?
So much cornier.
Really?
Surely so the special effects are at least better, right?
Oh,
special effects are good.
Because that, I'll tell you, here's a perfect example of something that sucks, is that television definition has gotten so good that special effects from movies in the 90s that look good at the time look really terrible now. When I watched Twister not that long ago on, like, 4K, and I mean, it might as well be a pencil drawing. It looks so goofy now compared to like when it was on a lower def.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes,
God.
Yes.
God.
Did you just combine effects and sucks? You just kind of took out a bunch of the middle.
Yeah,
you
can't do that.
It does uck that way, that's for sure.
Wow. Oh, man.
I couldn't even act like that was okay.
Like, you.
Wow.
You, like,
you
rear back.
Yeah.
Wink.
It's scary.
Yeah. Tell you what doesn't suck is when that happens. Boy, that was funny.
Holy moly.
You know what sucks? This Bobby from Arkansas writes, when you think you have a chocolate chip cookie and then it's filled with raisins.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that is a thing that sucks for sure.
Nothing sucks more than raisin cookies.
See, I don't hate the raisin cookies. I don't hate an oatmeal raisin cookie. I'm never in the mood for it.
Right.
But as long as I know it's an oatmeal raisin, I'm not going to set my expectations high.
But why?
But if I think that that's a chocolate chip.
Yeah, why make those when chocolate chips are available? Because that's what everybody's reaction is when you walk in with a plate of cookies. If they are raisin, everyone thinks they're chocolate chip because they're the same size and color and basic shape. And until you get close enough, and then it's just disappointing. Even if you like raisins, which almost no one does, but even if you do, you still wish it was chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think as I get older, I think big, massive desserts suck. Like the ones where it's like chocolate on chocolate on chocolate on chocolate. And then I just look at it and it makes my stomach hurt.
Right. Like, needs to be a little more simple.
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
Simple desserts win.
Yeah.
I still like the big flamboyant desserts.
Lisa in Maine. What sucks?
when you lose the brakes on your lawnmower and you roll backwards down the hill and land in the prucker bush.
Oh, that is terrible.
I mean,
yeah, it was not fun. I was so scared.
I bet you were.
I would imagine it would be pretty scary to go backward on a lawnmower into a bunch of pickers.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it. That's a good one. And she's right. All right, what sucks? And also, what's awesome? You can do either one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.